perspective, at Duncan Phelps, we try to understand the hedging activities of the banks from an economic perspective mostly. We do look at their accounting disclosures now, and I'll discuss some of those tomorrow in my presentation. But generally, what we try to do is understand what the bank is trying to accomplish, how they're hedging their risks, and looking at their internal measurement of the risk systems and how they use derivatives, both from an end user and a trading perspective. From an end user perspective, most of them are used in an interest rate risk asset liability management capacity. And we try to look at the economics and the valuation of those. It's our view right now that FAS 133 will change some of that activity somewhat dramatically. Most banks generally run through a centralized treasury function where they will set centralized interest rate risk within the treasury department and then try to offset much more on a portfolio management basis. And as I think you had heard earlier through several of the presentations, that portfolio management basis is rendered all ineffective under FAS 133, which makes the hedging activities much more expensive, in my view, and much more intensive to do. In terms of the mortgage banks, they're very differently run, very sort of a different animal, and you'll find that within some banks they have mortgage banks within them, but on a standalone basis, the mortgage banks will also be negatively affected with a lot more volatility in their earnings, at least that's our expectation. And that comes from their hedging activities, which include hedging their pipeline, their loan commitments. Mortgage banks will generally offer a rate lock for 3 months, which under FAS 133 is not considered a forward commitment, so they cannot use the fair value hedge at that point in time. They have to use the cash flow hedge and then possibly redesignate the hedge as a fair value once the loan is booked and locked. In addition, under the mortgage servicing rights, which I think have been well publicized, the volatility in there, due to FAS 125, has put a lot of pressure on banks to understand the valuation of those. FAS 133 adds another layer, really requiring a lot more and a different perspective in terms of their valuation and hedging. So, the mortgage banks are pretty upset about how this affects their operations and what to expect in the future.